好，咁我哋一齐打开圣经，我哋睇哥林多后书第一章。So let's turn our Bibles and we're going to be looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 咁啊，今日咧我哋就睇呢个经文咧，就系认识到系一个好宝贵嘅事情。And as we look at this passage this morning, we're going to be seeing a very special promise that the Lord has for us. 神嘅应许系信实 ，God's promises are true。神所讲的说话是可靠 and all the words that God has spoken to us is reliable, are reliable. 咁你知道呢神睇到你嘅生命系重要 and you know that God looks at your life as being very important. 你就对神系重要 and you are important to God.所以我哋系睇到呢个经文系俾我哋一个佢重新一个嘅认识嘅。And as we look at this passage, it gives us another reassurance 系神嘅说话系可靠，系神想祝福我哋。And that God's word is true, and that He wants to bless us. 所以今日我神嘅话系信实，能坚固你嘅生命。So the message this morning is God's word is faithful, and He can establish your life.咁我哋会先睇哥林多后书第一章十二节到十四节。So we'll first read Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12 to 14. 嗱，你哋喺中文咧，请你望大银幕，因为我睇呢个经文嘅时候和合本觉得有少少甩咳，跟住我比较咧就去睇新译本同埋修订版。觉得有啲新译本讲得好，有啲修订版讲得好，有啲和合本都可以。于是我将三个捞乱，咁你要睇下，如果系红色字嗰个咧，就系呢个嘅新译本，好似蓝色字系修订版。咁啊，而家先睇十二节到十四节啊。I've put different versions of the Chinese on the board, so in English you just follow along in your English Bible, because English is okay, but the traditional Chinese version is a little confusing, so I've mixed together different Chinese versions in my message this morning. 十二节，我们人以为荣的，就是我们处世为人，是本着神的圣洁和真诚，不是靠着人的聪明，而是靠神的恩典。对你们更是这样，这是你们的良心可以作证的。For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that we conduct ourselves in the word, in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly towards you. 十三节，我们现在写给你们的话，无非是你们所能中毒，所能明白的。我也盼望你们真能彻底明白。For we are not writing any other things to you than what you can read or understand. Now I trust that you will understand even the end. 十四节，你们已经有几分认识我们，在我们主耶稣的日子，你们会以我们为荣，正像我们也以你们为荣。As also you have understood us in part, that we are your boast, as you are also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. 一起低头祈祷 ，Let's pray. 主耶稣，我哋多谢你，我哋可以今日睇到你嘅话语，求你透过呢个经文去再一次鼓励我哋，教导我哋，让我哋认识你嘅今日同我哋讲嘅说话，你系可靠真实。多谢主，听我哋祷告，奉主名求 ，Amen.Now, this background, we need to understand. We need to understand the background here. And in the church in Corinth, there are some people that were criticizing and accusing Paul. What were they criticizing him for? They're saying Paul is not honest.
套。
啊，佢讲一套系背后佢谂紧其他嘢。And they're saying, you know, he says one thing, but you know, in the back he's thinking something else. 佢唔系真心嘅。They're saying, you know, he's not being honest with you. 佢讲大家听啲嘢咧，但系其实系另一个意思。And they're saying, you know, he says one thing, but he's meaning something else. 所以佢攻击保罗，就意思就话佢有计谋啊，佢虚伪。And so, you know, they're saying, you know, he's got another agenda. He's not being sincere. 中文话，佢口说一套，但心里边另一套。And so he's saying one thing with his mouth, but his heart he's saying something else. 中文叫咩？口是心非嘅。You know, how do you say that in English? 口是心非。His heart is not saying what his mouth is saying, you know. 讲一啲嘢，但系心谂紧一啲嘢，心口不一致。And so, you know, there's a conflict in what he's saying. 可能人哋咁样做，通常咧就有计谋，系要有目的，有企图。Usually, when somebody's like that, they've got an agenda. They want to deceive. They've got a personal motive involved. So Paul is here to 澄清，他讲清楚。So Paul is speaking here, is saying very clearly. 他说不是这样的。And he's saying, that's not the way it is. 他说我所传的，所做的，都是靠神圣洁和真诚。And so Paul is saying, all that I'm doing, all that I'm saying, I'm doing it in, you know, in simplicity and godly sincerity. 佢系唔系靠人嘅聪明，系唔系靠人嘅蛊惑，唔系靠人嘅计谋。He said, I'm not being clever or trying to be manipulative or any. 我唔系想欺骗。I'm not being deceptive. 反而我就系用真心系讲。这个是我的作风。 And so he's saying, what I'm doing is I'm being sincere, and that's the way I am. 即是保罗的讲明，他是传福音给我们，将神的话语讲给我们听，是用真诚真心传福音。 And so you could actually say what Paul is stating in very clear terms, I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to you in sincerity and in truth without any evil intent.佢因为咁样，佢系澄清，佢话我以呢个为荣 ，and so he's saying I'm proud of this， 系咪 ？I'm proud of this， I'm boasting in this。我以呢个为荣，我系用真诚去传福音。I'm boasting that I'm using preaching the gospel in sincerity。嗱，讲到以为荣咧。即系可以话系骄傲嘅自豪，系咪 ？When you say, you know, being boasting in something, you know, it's that you're proud of something, you're pleased with something you've done, right？ 咁保罗咧，佢以为荣咧，系以佢嘅态度，佢对得住神嘅态度。And what Paul is boasting in is his attitude of towards God and for preaching the word。嗱，真诚呢个名咧，就喺原文就系冇虚伪。是冇伪善。 And so when you say sincerity, it means that there's no hypocrisy. There's nothing false to it. 唔系一个伪君子。 He's not being a hypocrite. 咁如果系睇英文咧，嗰个字咧就系由拉丁文嚟嘅。And if you look at the word in English, sincerity, it comes from the Latin. 咁拉丁文呢个 sincere。个意思就是以前啲匠人咧就用挑黑啲云石匠啊 ，and you know in Rome, you know they use, and in Greece they used to make the statues out of marble, right? And they'd have to chip it away. 跟住咧有啲人咧凿下冇个鼻哥窿啊，冇咗个耳仔 ，and as they're chipping away the statue, you know, some maybe you know, oh they make a mistake and there goes the nose or they cut off the ear, right? 跟住咧佢又好奸嘅，佢揾啲。石灰同啲蜡一齐捞埋，将个鼻哥黐翻上去，将个耳仔黐翻去。And so then some people, you know, they make a mistake in their art, and then they get some marble mixed with wax, and they glue the nose back on, or they glue the ear back on. 跟住你去買嘅時候，拎翻屋企擺你個露台，太陽曬嘅時候發生咩事 ？And then you take it home and you put it on your balcony, and then the sun shines on it. What happens?融化那些蜡啊，融化那些鼻骨甩啊，耳仔甩甩啊 ，and then the nose comes off, the ears come off。所以有啲商人咧，佢系买啲雕刻嘅时候，佢有个牌写住 ，and so some salesmen as they're selling their statues, they'd put a sign in front， 佢话系 sincere， 冇蜡。In Latin, sincere means no wax。这个是没蜡的，是真货的，不是假货的。 And so it's true, it's authentic. There is no wax in it, it's all marble. 那么大陆都很多假货，是不是？就是可能假货或是真货的，怎知真定假？ And then, you know, in China there's lots of false things that you can buy, and you know, it says it's authentic, but you think it's false, or it's false and you think it's, I don't know. 那保罗的意思说，我是真诚，我冇蜡。Paul saying, I'm not full of wax, I'm sincere, I'm real. 佢系讲明系对得住良心嘅。And he's saying, he's being true and honest with his conscience. 你做啲事可唔可以咁样讲？ Are you true and honest with your conscience? 如果有啲人系有欺骗嘅或者系蛊惑咧，通常背后咧佢有原因系咪 ？And if somebody's trying to be deceptive or to be clever, there's a reason for it. 佢系想有得到一啲嘅着数，想揾一啲嘅利益。They want to get some benefit out of it, right? 你睇到保罗佢传福音嘅方法系点样传 ？But look at how Paul was preaching the gospel. 佢就用自己嘅钱，辛辛苦苦就去周围去传。He was using his own money. He was being going through all sorts of hardships just to share the gospel. 跟住咧，佢又俾人用石头打，用鞭打，又沉船，又拉坐监。And then people would stone him. They'd whip him. They'd throw him in prison. He went through persecution.他用自己双手自己自供自给去免费传福音 and he'd use his own hands working with his own hands to provide for himself so he could share the gospel freely 似不似一个是有企图有目的传福音的人呢 Does that sound like somebody who's got an ulterior motive to preaching the gospel 你看他的身份他的行为你知道他是完全没隐藏他是一个透明的，佢讲一啲系真实嘅嘢。And when you look at his life, you can see, man, this guy is clear as glass. He has nothing hidden. He has no hidden agendas. He's being sincere in all that he does. 旁人就睇得清楚，可能系有企图攻击佢嗰啲人就睇唔到。And you know, people on they're looking, you know, from the outside, they can see clearly. Paul is, you know, has no meaning here. He's being honest and sincere. It's those that are criticizing him who have the ulterior motive. 所以保罗呢，佢嘅生命里边系冇隐藏之处。And so you look at the life of Paul, and there's nothing hidden in his life. 佢系好似透明睇得到佢做紧啲嘢系点样。And you can look clearly into his heart, and you can see what he's doing and what he's living. It's all the same.有人讲过咧，耶稣讲登山部分百福可以加多一个。And some people have said that you know, Jesus gave the beatitudes and the blessings. Maybe he should have added one. 没有隐藏的人有福了。And it should be, blessed is the man who has nothing to hide. 你今日有冇啲隐藏喺你生命 ？Is there things hidden in your life today?你咪有啲隐藏唔见得光嘅，要隐瞒嘅，出嚟见人一面，系去见其他人另一面。There's hidden things in your heart that you don't want people to see, you're ashamed of, and so when you see these people, you wear one face, and you see somebody else, you see another face. 保罗就系一个嘅透明嘅，冇隐藏嘅人。And so Paul was as clear as glass. He had nothing to hide. He was sincere.其实有时人哋都会怀疑我哋系咪真诚，系咪 ？Sometimes people might accuse us of being not sincere， 话你口是心非，话你系讲一套做一套， Maybe they say, you know, you're doing one thing and saying another thing. 但是保罗他就是真诚。我们要小心批评别人，我们没办法看人的心。We need to be careful about criticizing others. We don't know what's really in somebody's heart, do we? 但是保罗他说，我以为荣我这个的态度，我这个真诚。Paul says he's boasting, he's proud of the fact that, you know, he's sincere in what he does. 今天你是以什么为荣？ What do you boast in today? What are you taking pride in?我们说基督徒不应该骄傲，不应该自豪。And maybe you think, well, Christians shouldn't be proud, we shouldn't boast. 但是保罗是以什么为荣？ But what is Paul boasting in? 如果你看保罗的生命，他很多东西可以自夸。If you look at Paul's life, there are many things that he could have been boasting in. 他信主之前是怎样？ What was he like before he became a Christian? 他非常之叻。He was the top of the top.他是希伯来人的希伯来人，法利赛人的法利赛人。He was a Hebrew of the Hebrews, a Pharisee of the Pharisees. 他是受最高的老师的、最尊重的老师的教训，是最出色的学生。He was the student of the greatest teacher of the time, one of the top Pharisees, and he was the top student. 他是有身份、有地位、有聪明。He had position, he had status, he was wise. 他讲流利的希伯来话、希腊文。And he spoke fluent in Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. He was very wise, very awesome. 但是腓立比书话，我让你听，我以这一切系当系粪土。But he told us in Philippians, all of that achievement he looked at as dung, cow manure.他以什么为荣？ What did he boast in? 这里他告诉我们，不是夸自己 的努力，不是夸自己的成就。 He's not boasting in his own achievements or his own abilities. 他是以什么为荣？他以他的生命是靠主的恩典为荣。He said, the one thing he was truly boasting in, the thing of true lasting value is the grace of God. 他不是靠自己的聪明，不是靠自己 的说话，是靠神的恩典，以神的恩典为荣。And he wasn't trusting in his own ability to speak or his knowledge, he was trusting in God's grace and sincerity, godly sincerity by the grace of God and not in fleshly wisdom.弟兄姊妹，我们如果我们是要以什么为荣，我们以神在我们生命里面做的工作，这个就值得夸口。What should we be boasting in? We should be boasting in the work that God has done in our life. 因为是神的工作，不是我们的工作。Because it's the work of God, it's not our work. 我们所做的是没什么意思的。Whatever we do, it doesn't mean anything. 但是神做的是将荣耀归返给神。But when God does it, we need to give the wisdom back, the glory back to God. 你再看一次13节和14节。Look back at verse 13 and verse 14. 我们现在写给你们的话，无非是我们所能诵读、所能明白的。我也盼望你们真能彻底明白。For we are not writing any other things to you than what you read or understand. Now I trust you will understand even to the end.你们已经有几分认识我们，在我们主耶稣的日子，你们会以我们为荣，正像我们也以你们为荣。As also you have understood us in part, that we are your boast, as you also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.他什么意思？ What is he saying? 他说我们所讲的、所写的不是难明的、不是复杂的。 He's saying, what I've preached, what I've written, it's not hard to understand, it's not difficult. 我不是用的很复杂的谜语、高度的哲学跟你讲。 He said, I wasn't using mysterious phrases or complicated philosophy. 我所传的小朋友都能够明白。 What I've been teaching, even the children can understand. 是清楚，希望你徹底明白。
And he said very clearly that you can read and understand, and I trust you will understand.
保罗所讲的是真诚全的，是要我们能够明白掌握他所讲的。
And so Paul is preaching in truth and sincerity, and he wants us to learn and understand.
有人批评基督教是太简单。
You know, there are those that criticize Christianity and saying it's too simple.
好似神秘西藏嘅神神秘秘，又要隐藏，又要慢慢寻索啊，用好多年即系慢慢了解。
And they say like you go to Tibet, you know, and it's so mysterious, you know, you got to spend a lot of time to figure it out and to search and to keep searching. Maybe after a long process, maybe you'll find the truth.
基督教太容易，太简单。
Christianity is too simple, too easy.
感谢主。神是要我们简单，要我们明白。
Praise God, the Lord wants it simple so we can understand.
小朋友可以明，无读书的人都可以明。
Those children can understand it. People that have never been educated can understand it.
因为神想你彻底明白他的真理。
Because God wants you to understand His truth.
我想这个都反映到保罗做一个老师一个心态。
I think this also expresses to us the attitude of Paul as a teacher.
他绝对不是以前的中国的师父咁嘅。
He was not like the old Chinese teachers.
你以前喺中国学功夫嘅师父徒弟教徒弟，系咪教全部嘅
？In the old days, when the kung fu teacher in China would teach the students, would they teach the whole everything they know?
不会，一定留翻啲咧，就系俾自己啊嘛。你慢慢摸索。
They wouldn't teach everything. They leave some back, you know, so that you can gradually learn it on your own.
所以系人哋话有啲以前嘅功夫而家失传，因为师傅唔教晒，徒弟又学唔晒，跟住再教徒弟又留翻啲，又一路一路，哇，越来越少，越来越少。
And so you know, with kung fu, you know, they say it's getting less and less because each teacher only teaches so much, and the other guys have to learn it. And so you just pass it down. It gets less and less. And so, man, the old guys, they're awesome.
佢喺边度学翻嚟啊？嗰啲教嗰啲师傅喺边度学咁多嘢？如果冇人教，点解会失传？值得谂。
So where did the old guys learn it? If nobody taught it, how'd they get it? And why did it get lost? Anyway,
保罗唔系咁喎。Paul wasn't like that. 保罗系教晒全部，要你彻底明白。
Paul would teach everything. He wanted you to get it all.
全部学晒。即使保罗有这个心要青出于蓝。
So Paul had this attitude, he wanted all of his students to be better than him.
他希望你们全部学比我更好，你们可以传比我 更多。
And Paul had this attitude that you would learn better than him, that you would teach better than him, and that you'd take it on more than he did.
保罗以他的学生为荣，在天父的在上到天堂的时候，是说我以你们为荣的，在天上到耶稣的日子的时候，我以你们为荣，因为你们学得晒，传得好。
And so Paul is saying, when we get to heaven, I'm just going to be praising God, I'm going to be boasting because you learned it, you took it, you lived with it.
几好这个心，是不是跟我们很不同？ 有时我们见到我们教人家，哎呀，他学得好过我，不得点啊，哇，他怕我头抢我的位，原本我在这里唱圣诗，现在他又唱得好过我，岂有此理，不要你玩。
You know, we get so personal about it, you know, we see some people, you know, they learn better than us, they start having their gifts and their talents, you know, and they sing better than us, they do it better than us, and we say, oh, can't let them do it, they're taking my place, I'm no good anymore, they're stealing my rice box.
保罗完全没这个心，他希望大家青出于蓝。
Paul didn't have that fear, he wanted everybody to become better than him.
那个教我们要彼此欣赏，别人有恩赐慢慢兴起，应该鼓励，应该喜欢的。
And this teaches us that we need to be appreciative of each other. And when other people start using their gifts and talents, you know, just be praising God that God has given them such great talents and encourage them to use their talents and gifts more. 我们看十五节同埋十六节。Let's look at verse 15 and 16。我既然有这样的信念，就打算先到你们那里，使你们再一次得到恩惠。And in this confidence, I intend to come to you before, that you might have a second benefit. 也要从你们那里经过，往马其顿去，再从马其顿回到你们那里，叫你们给我送行往犹太去。To pass by the way of you to Mesopotamia and to come again from Macadamia to you like Macadamia nuts and be helped by you on the way to Judea. 保罗的心就是很盼望去探他们的。他在哥林多前书都有这个希望去探他的。他都讲过我希望探你们的。You know, Paul had the heart to go and visit the church in Corinth. He wanted to go back. He told us in 1 Corinthians that he wanted to go and visit them. 但是有些事发生他没办法去的。But things happened and he wasn't able to go. 他讲的时候他说如果神许可，如果神带领，如果神安排开路我就去。And he said things like, you know, if God opens the doors, if God wills, if it's God's desire, you know, and he sends me, makes it possible, I'll go. 但是有些事发生他去不到。But things happened and he wasn't able to go. 因为这样哥林多教会的人说，哇，你说来又不来，你说一套又做一套，你真的，你没意思的，你说的话没人信。And so, you know, the church in Corinth, they said, yeah, you're not reliable. You know, you say you're going to come and you don't come. And you say one thing and you do something else. And who's going to believe? You're just saying things to make us happy. Yeah. 但保罗不是这样的。他说，讲明如果神容许。But Paul wasn't. He said, if the Lord wills, if the Lord opens the door. 那保罗的目的去探他是什么目的？ And what was his purpose for going to visit them? 他这个写明他的目的。And here it tells us his purpose. 他的目的不是要去从他身上拿着数。And his purpose was not to go and get a blessing from them or to get money from them. 有些人说，我来探你，你知道我来，你关照一下，我远水来，你给点，即是请我，即是路费都好，少少都好，即是多多不亏啦。You know, and he didn't say, you know, I'm coming a long way away, you know, you should bless me, you should give me some money, you know, it's expensive to come here. You know, just take part, you know, want to help more, okay, you know. 他不是这么讲的，he didn't say that. 他说什么？使你们再一次得到恩惠。And that you might have a second benefit. 保罗想探他是要多一次祝福他们的。Paul wanted to go and visit them so that they could be blessed a second time.所以他可以得到更多的恩惠 that they could get more grace. 这个恩惠这个字就是我们恩典，是礼物，是神的祝福的意思。 And the word used here is charisma, which is the word for grace, for gift, for a special blessing from God. 所以他的意思就是我想多来的是祝福你们的，是透过我生命是祝福你们。 And so Paul's reason for going is that I want to come to bless you guys. You know, I just want to come and be a blessing that you guys can get a better blessing than before.我想这个给我们一个好好的提醒。第一，你知不知道神想祝福你？ Do you know that God wants to bless you? 你知不知道神是每一天想祝福你？ Do you know that God wants to bless you daily? 我们应该有这种的心，每次回来教会的时候，就从神希望又受多一次的祝福。When we come to church, we should have that attitude. Lord, I'm coming. I want you to bless me again. Give me another blessing. All right? Teach me, Lord, that I can learn some more. Teach me, Lord, that I can learn some more. 我们应该盼望呢，就是每次回到教会的时候， 是从神是领受。
We should have this desire that each time we come to church that we can learn and grow from God.
但亦都保罗给我们一个提醒，是两点我们要承认。
But Paul tells us, reminds us, and there's two things that we need to remember.
第一，神是要天天祝福你，比你多得恩惠。
God wants to bless you every day. He wants you to receive a more blessing.
第二，神想使用你，透过你去多使别人多得安慰、恩惠。
And God wants to use you through your life. He wants you to be the vehicle to bless others, to give others more grace.
So 应该每次翻到教会应该记。
So each time we come to church, we should remember these two points.
我来到神要祝福我，教导我。
I come to church, I want God to bless me, I want God to teach me.
同样我想神使用我，祝福别人。
And at the same time, I want God to use me to be a blessing to others.
这样我们应该专心，应该是集中思想，是安静，让神教导。
And so we should come to church with an attitude of worship and praise and focus on God so that we can receive from God.
跟着完了聚会，应该是祈祷求神，神啊，使用我去祝福别人。
And then we should pray and say, Lord, use me that I can bless others.
我每次翻教会，我都有这个两个祷告。
Whenever I come to church, I have these two prayers.
我向神靠神话，神你俾我一个敏锐嘅心，敏锐嘅灵，可以聆听你嘅教导。
I say, Lord, give me a heart that is sensitive, that I can hear your teaching, that I can receive from you.
第二，我靠神，神啊，靠你透过我生命祝福其他人。可能有个人我可以为佢祈祷，可能安慰，可能鼓励。
And Lord, use me that I can be a blessing to others. Maybe there's somebody I can pray with. Maybe there's somebody I can encourage. Maybe there's somebody that I can bless.
保罗系有呢个心，我想嚟贪你哋嘅，系使你多次得到恩惠。
And that's what Paul's desire was, that I can come again to give you a second blessing.
我们再看十七节到十九节。Let's look on at verse 17 to verse 19. 我有此意，难道是反复不定吗？难道我的意愿是从私欲起来，以致我忽是忽非吗？
Therefore, when I was planning this, did I do it lightly?Or the things I plan, do I plan according to the flesh? That with me there should be yes, yes, and no, no?
我指着信实的神说，我们向你们所传的道，并没有是疑有非的。
But as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no.
因为我西拉和提摩太在你们中间传神的儿子耶稣基督，从没有又是又非的，在他只有一个是。
For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among us, among you by us, by me, Silvanus, Timothy,was not yes and no, but in him was yes.
那你如果只睇和合本，可能好乱啊，是而非得啊，非而得，有系是定冇嘅，但系其实保罗咩意思？
What is Paul trying to tell us here with this yes and no and yes, yes, no, no, it was yes and it's not no and it's not no and it's not yes? What's he trying to say? It seems kind of confusing, doesn't it?
佢意思就系话。他不是反复不定，他不是口是心非。
Paul is saying he's not doing this lightly, he's not being undecided, and he's not saying one thing and meaning something else.
他意思就是神的教导，由头到尾是绝对啱的，是是的。
What he's saying is that all of God's teaching is always correct, it's always right, it's always yes.
神讲的说话不是假的，是真的，是事的。 What God says is always right, it's not false, it's yes. 神的应许是真的，不是假的。 And so what he's saying is the promises of God are true, they're not false. 他就要我们知道他所传的福音，基督教的真理的这本圣经全部都是真实的，不是假的。 And so what he was teaching, the truth of Christianity, what's in the Bible, it is all true, it's not false.
感谢主。 Praise the Lord。 有些人就是说保罗隐藏的口是口不对心，口是心非。 You know, as they were accusing Paul, you know, and saying, you know, he's not saying what he means, you know, he's not telling the truth.
有些人会 就算今时今日都会学心理战术。你有没有听过？
And even now today, people, you know, they learn, you know, how to battle with others in the workplace.
读好《孙子兵法》,
and learn all the special methods, you know, of what is it, the Sun Tzu military strategy, you know. And then,
即是学怎样小雷藏刀，我恨你入骨，但是我就好，你好吗？
And then learn all the techniques of how to smile and be so happy when I want to kill you and rip your teeth out. You know,
跟住有这些技巧的，即是中国人很喜欢兜圈，是吗？兜圈讲嘢，兜个游花园嘅，其实兜个游花园讲紧好多你背后嘅坏话，攻击紧你，你蒙查就完全唔知佢系咩？哇！
You know, in Chinese, you love to go for walks through the garden, you know, and just go all over the place, and you know, say what they're saying without saying it, and you know, getting, you know, beating you up without you even realizing it.
有人话我虽然喺澳门30多年啊。我唔识兜圈嘅，我亦都人哋兜圈我都唔识听嘅。
You know, even though I've been a missionary here in, you know, Macau for over 30 years, I don't know how to beat around the bush and, you know, go through all this process. And when people do it, I don't understand what they're doing.
所以有人好嬲我，因为佢话白牧师你太直嘅，你讲嘢直嘅。
And so some people don't like it because they say I'm too straightforward. You know, when I speak and it's straight, you know, straight to the point.
对不住，我唔识兜圈嘅。I'm sorry, I don't know how to beat around the bush. 我系外国人，我冇学过呢个兜圈艺术。
I'm a Westerner. I never learned the art of beating around the bush.
但系坦白讲，真心讲，我宁愿直接、真诚直接，唔好假而兜圈。
I would prefer, personally, to be honest and sincere and straightforward, and not to be dishonest and manipulative, beating around the bush.
Just me coming to you. 我寧願係咁，但係好多事係難啊。所以有啲人話啊，翻到工又唔知嗰啲人喺公司里边啊，个都系即系度你度我啊，边个咩咩即系揾位出位啊，跟住啊，即系成日话哇，佢讲呢句说话咩意思？系咪咁嘅？即系猜来猜去，估来估去，好辛苦啊！
You know, you get in the workplace and you say, well, you know, they're saying this, they're saying that. What are they really meaning? What, when they said that, what were they really trying to tell me? And you know, you get so frustrated and you try and figure it out and you can go crazy.
保罗话佢绝对唔系咁，佢系事直接，真理系真理，神嘅话系真理。
Paul's telling us very clearly, he's saying the truth, it is the truth, it's always the truth, there's no ulterior motive behind it.
感谢主，圣经是这么好的。
Praise the Lord, that's what the Bible says.
我们看马太福音5:37, 耶稣讲，
and that's what Jesus said,
耶稣说，你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
But let your yes be yes and your no be no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one.
所以保罗想我哋直接，耶稣又想我哋直接，但我都觉得呢个有另一个好好嘅意思。And so Paul's teaching us just to say the truth, and the Bible, Jesus told us to say the truth, but I think there's another good meaning here. 佢批评保罗，因为佢话嚟，但系冇嚟嘅。They're criticizing Paul because he said he's coming, but he didn't come.跟住呢，保罗就要咁样维护自己 ，and so Paul's you know standing up for himself。但系有一个嘅意思喺度，我觉得好真实。But there's a meaning here I think is very true。就算保罗系甩底，系失约 ，given maybe the chance that maybe Paul did miss his appointment， maybe he didn't follow through when he should have。
我想他是没有的，因为他说明 是没有这样，但是假如是的，
I don't think he had that problem, but just assuming that maybe he did.
他甩底失约会不会影响神的说话真假的？
Even if he missed his appointment, even if he messed up, would that affect the truth of the gospel?
绝对不会，真理永远都是真理。The gospel is true, it's always going to be true. 可能我们做传道人，可能我们服侍神，我们会甩底，我们会失约，我们会软弱。
Maybe as ministers of the gospel, sometimes we do mess up, sometimes we are weak, sometimes we don't follow through.
但是我们的软弱有没有影响到圣经软弱？
But does our weakness...make the Bible weak?
神的真理都是是。
But the truth of God is always yes.
神的话语，就算我是软弱，神都不软弱。
And God's word, even if I am weak, God's word is not weak.
我觉得这个真理是很宝贵。
And I think that is a very precious promise.
所以我们最后呢就要看到不好意思，我们最后呢就要看二十节。
And so let's look at verse 20.
我们会看埋二十四，唔系最后 ，sorry。我们继续看二十节。Let's continue to look at verse 20. 神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的。所以藉着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us.
弟兄姊妹，这个经文你应该是背熟它，你应该 是抹低它，记住它。
You should remember this verse. You should memorize it. You should underline it. This is a special promise.
是感谢主神是透过保罗这个人身攻击是引发出这个真理。
And praise God that as they were criticizing and abusing Paul, that it brought out this truth of God.
神的应许无论有多少在基督都是是的。
And all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen.
这个非常之宝贵，你觉不觉得？
That's a wonderful promise, don't you think?
圣经有几多个应许？
How many promises in the Bible?
你知不知？
Do you know how many promises are in the Bible?
外面书架有本书圣经所有应许有本书这么厚的。
We've got on our bookshelf out there in the hallway all the promises of the Bible. Somebody tried to put them all in one book and it's a book this thick.
我想你有排睇。
And if you read it, it takes a long time.
千千有没有几千几百几万
Are there thousands, ten thousands, hundreds? How many promises?
神应许过你什么？
And what did God promise you?
神所有的应许都是诚实真实。
All of God's promises are true and real.
神的诚实实在，实在就是英文是 Amen.
And 即使诚心所愿就会发生。 And all the promises of God, it says in English, Amen. Amen means will come to pass. Let it be. 所以神一定会成全所应许的事。 So God will bring to fruit all that he promised.
神的应许无一个会落空。 Not one of God's promises will go unfulfilled.
神爱你，祂要祝福你。 God loves you, he wants to bless you.
神透过你成全祂的应许，神自己得到荣耀。
And when God fulfills his promises in you, God himself is glorified.
所以神是想更加在你生命里面完成祂的应许。
And so God wants to even more fulfill his promise in you.
因为当你得到神的应许，是成全神的应许，神自己得到荣耀。
Because when God fulfills a promise in you, glory goes to God.
其他人看到，哇，神在你生命里面做这么多事，哇，赞美神，那神得到荣耀。
And when other people see your life and your testimony and say, wow, look at the great work that God's done in your life, then God gets praise.
是吧？所以神是祝福你，是自己得到荣耀。所以神是想更加祝福你。
And so when God blesses you, he gets more glory, and so he wants to bless you more, right?
神的应许有几多？
And so what are his promises?
神要保护你，带领你。
God wants to protect you, he wants to lead you.
神要宽恕你的罪，赦免你。
God will forgive your sins, wash them clean.
神要给你平安，给你永生。
God wants to give you peace, give you eternal life.
神要给你力量，要给你智慧。
God wants to give you power and strength, he wants to give you wisdom.
神要你所需要的恩赐，恩才干，神就给你
all the gifts and talents you need, God's going to give you.
神应许要赐圣灵给你。
God promised that he would give you the Holy Spirit.
我们过咁多后书第一章上边，早几个星期去睇，神应许安慰，系咪保护
？And even last couple of weeks as we've been studying this first chapter of 2 Corinthians, God's promise that He will comfort and take care of you.
神嘅应许就非常之多。
God, the promises of God are so powerful.
睇21-24.
Now let's look at verse 21 to verse 24.
神嘅应许，那在基督里坚固我们和你们，并且高我们的就是神。
Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God.
他在我们身上盖了印，并赐圣灵在我们心里作凭据。
Who also has sealed us with the and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee.
我呼求神给我作证，我没有再到哥林多来，是要宽容你们。
Moreover, I call on God as my witness against my soul that to spare you, I came no more to Corinth.
我们并不是要克制你们的信仰，而是要作你们的同工，使你们喜乐，因为你们在信仰上已经站稳了。
Not that we have dominion over your faith, but our fellow workers for your joy, for by faith you stand.
弟兄姊妹，在这几节经文，特别21-24，我们看到神更多的应许。
Here in these verses, especially in verse 21 and 22, we see God's promises, a great promise.
神是应许做什么？
And what did God promise?
祂要坚固你。祂要坚固你。
He's going to establish you. He does establish us.
祂要坚固你。你需不需要神坚固你？
Do you need God to establish you?
你需唔需要神保护你
？Do you need God to protect you？
你需唔需要神安慰你
？Do you need God to take care of you？
呢度讲明神要坚固你软弱扶持。
That means He's going to establish you. When you're weak, He's going to lift you up.
我中意哥林多前书15章28节，
我们之前看十五章的时候说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦若在主里面不是徒然的。
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and movable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
1 Corinthians 15:58. 圣灵的工作是要坚固我们。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is to establish us,
让我们可以不怕跌倒。
That we would not fall and stumble.
圣灵第二个工作，这里应许神要高你的，不是高你，是高你的，高没的高，不是控告的高。
And the second thing that is promised here is that the Holy Spirit is going to anoint you, an anointing from God.
高没就是旧约圣经一个字眼。
This is from the Old Testament.
新約呢是這樣用字的，出現兩次。
And this word only appears in the New Testament in two places.
另一次就約翰一書第二章二十七節。
And the other place it appears in the New Testament is 1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
我們從主所受的恩膏常存在你們心裡，並不用人教訓你們，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
这个恩膏就是神给我们，是耶稣给我们的。这个恩膏是从圣灵来。
This anointing comes from God, and this anointing is from the Holy Spirit.
教约圣经的恩膏就是高抹的皇帝、高抹祭司、高抹先知。
And in the Old Testament, they would anoint the priests, the prophets, and the kings.
他用油倒落他的头。
And they take oil and pour it on their head.
那油代表圣灵。
And the oil would represent the Holy Spirit.
所以他高抹他，就代表有神的灵同在。
And as they poured the oil anointing their head, it represented the Holy Spirit is with them.
但我们这里看得到，耶稣就是高抹我们，用圣灵高抹我们。
But here it's teaching us that Jesus is anointing us and anointing us with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣本身是神的受膏者，
and Jesus himself is the anointed one of God.
耶稣是路加福音四章十八节，在开始侍奉的时候是这样说。
And Jesus, when he started his ministry in Luke chapter 4 verse 18, this is what he said.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受欺压的
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives and recovery of the sight to the blind, and to set liberty all those who are oppressed.
耶稣就受神的高抹，耶稣是神的受膏者，但耶稣就是将圣灵给我们，我们是有圣灵的恩膏。
And so Jesus was the anointed one, Jesus received the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit that anoints us.
所以我们被圣灵充满，我们有神的恩膏。
And so when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we have the anointing of God.
这个经文告诉我们听，21节基督坚固我们，并且高我们，就是神。
And it says in verse 21 that now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us in God.
你信耶稣，你是被神高抹的。
If you're a Christian today, you've been anointed by God.
那个高抹是圣灵在你里面，
and that anointing is the Holy Spirit in you.
圣灵是高你的，你是有神的同在。
And so you've been anointed, you have God with you.
不单止这样，还有给个人在你心口。
Not only that, but God has sealed you. He's put his chop on you.
你有这个 圣灵嘅印记，佢吸个人喺你心，话你系属于神。And so God has put this chop on you. He sealed you that to show that you are His. 呢个印记呢，你我睇唔到。And this chop, I can't see it. You can't see it. 神睇唔睇到 ？Can God see it? 天使睇唔睇到 ？Can angels see it? 魔鬼睇唔睇到 ？Can Satan see it?在灵界他们看到的神看到你是属于耶稣因为你有他的印记 And God sees you're part of God because you have his seal on your heart 你有他的恩膏你有他的印记也都有圣灵给你是做凭据 And so you've been anointed by God you've been sealed by God and then the third thing you have the guarantee of the Holy Spirit 这个圣灵是给我们作凭据 and the Holy Spirit is given to us as a guarantee. 凭据是一个订金的 and the guarantee is like a down payment. 神话我们听你有这个圣灵在你里面是表示你将来就有永生 and this down payment tells you that in you're going to have eternal life. 好快最后一节经文看以弗所书第一章十三节十四节 and the last verse we want to look at is.Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 and 14 你们既听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音也信了基督既然信他就受了所应许的圣灵为印记 In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth the gospel of your salvation in whom also having believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise 这圣灵是你们得基业的凭据直等到神的民救赎使他的荣耀得着称赞 Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession of the praise of his glory? 神应许给你天上现在你有圣灵做凭据 And God has promised you eternal life and now he's given you his Holy Spirit as a guarantee, as a down payment.你看神为你做这么多东西是真实的不是假的 Look at all the stuff that God's done for you It's real, it's not false 兼顾你祂的灵高你祂的灵吸个图章在你心口祂给你凭据He is establishing you anointing you He has sealed you and He's given you His Holy Spirit as a guarantee that He's giving you eternal life 这些应许全部真实And all these promises are real.
我有个家好感恩
And I think it's very powerful.
最后嗰节廿四节，保罗话：我唔系限制你哋嘅信仰，我哋同你同工啫。
And in the last verse, verse 24, Paul says, you know, we don't have any dominion over your faith. We're just fellow workers.
保罗在这里澄清说我跟你说这些不是因为我要管住你操控你是叻过你
And Paul's saying, I'm telling you all this stuff not because I want to be over you or lord it over you or manipulate you.
我跟你平等我都是同工而已
I'm equal with you. I'm just a fellow worker.
但是我们这些事是真实神是爱你
But the things I'm telling you are true God loves you
所以最后那句说什么要你已经站稳了 That you stand by faith you stand 神要我们站立得稳
God wants us to stand firm
今天你有没有站立得稳 Are you standing firm in faith today 感谢主圣经讲的说话全部真实
Praise God that the Bible, everything in here is true.
保罗传给我们他是以为荣是全真诚的 神的说话
And Paul was boasting in the fact that he preached this true, sincere gospel.
但神的应许每一个都是真实
But every one of God's promises are true.
你今天你可以站在神的应许上
And today you can stand on God's promise.
你面对困难面对挑战面对压力
You're facing difficulties, challenges, problems.
你可不可以站在神的应许上
Can you stand on the promise of God today?
你可不可以相信说神你说的说话真实是为我
Can you say to God today, Lord, the words that you told me are true. They're for me.
靠你圣处你的应许在我生命里面。
Can you say, God, fulfill your promises in my life today?
我一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我哋多谢你今日，我哋睇到你嘅话语嘅真实，睇到你嘅应许系真实，唔系假嘅。求主耶稣再一次用你嘅灵开启我哋嘅眼，开启我哋嘅心，帮助我哋咧能够系爱你更多，相信你更多，依靠你更多。
主，我哋知道你想祝福我哋，你亦都想透过我哋生命使别人得祝福，所以求主喺我哋生命当中成全你嘅应许，成就你嘅应许。愿主耶稣基督嘅恩惠、天父嘅慈爱、圣灵嘅感动与你们众人同在，直到永远。默祷之后，可以散会。